This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Paula Phipps, last name P for Peter, H for House, I for India, P for Peter, P for Peter, S for Sam. First name Paula, P for Peter, A for Apple, U, L for Larry, A for Apple. Today's date is July 8, 2024, period ni paragraph. She's a 71-year-old female patient who has been noticing significant progressive shortness of breath in last 6 months. So now, walking even short distance like 100 to 300 feet would cause shortness of breath, period. For example, if she buys grocery by BUY and brings in the house, she has to drop her grocery basket and take rest because of shortness of breath, period. She gives history of cough with expectoration, and the sputum is somewhat white color, WHIT for Tom E, period. The patient's shortness of breath has progressed significantly in last 6 months, period. She also gives history of heaviness in the upper and mid-retrosternal area, which is all across the chest. Sometimes it is on the left and sometimes is on the right side of the chest, period. The symptom would subside in few minutes by taking rest, period. History of left precordial chest pain lasting for 10 to 15 minutes with some sweating at times, which may happen at rest or with activity, period. No radiation and no other accompanying features, period. She had a fall yesterday where she probably lost consciousness for a few seconds. When she was trying to lift, get inside the house for dogs and put it on one side, period. From her description, it appears that for a few seconds she lost her consciousness, period. She did no history of any significant injury, period. Similarly, in the past, she has occasionally noticed fall in the past, period. History of tachycardia problem in the past, but now she gets palpitation more at a regular rate or slightly faster rate, period. No history of any edema of it or a bleeding tendency, period. No history of upper respiratory tract infection, period. The paragraph. Past history of hypertension for 6 years, period. No history of diabetes, coma, cerebrovascular accident, coma, myocardial infarction, or hypercholesterolemia, period. History of rheumatic fever when she was young, period. No history of scarlet fever, coma, tuberculosis, coma, bronchial asthma, coma, kidney or liver problem. Period, new paragraph. Allergy, she says she's allergic to sulfa, period. Allergy to bee sting, B for boy, E for Europe, E for Europe, sting, S for Sam, T for Tom, I for India, N for Nancy, G, period. History of hay fever, period, new paragraph. Social history, she does not smoke, coma, she does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period, new paragraph. Family history, father died of cancer, period, mother died of rare cancer, period. A sister who died at the age of 84 due to cerebrovascular accident, period. Brother died at the age of 48. Due to cerebral aneurysm, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious and cooperative, period, pupil equal, and react to the light, period, no pallor, cyanosis or clumping, period, no JVP, edema, cough, tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period, the peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both dorsal spiris, which are 4x4, and both posterior tibial 2x4, period, no carotid bruit, period, no obvious skin problem detected, period, new paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity 150/150/100 millimeters of mercury, period, new paragraph. The cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left fifth intercostal space within midclavicular line, normal in character, period, S1 and S2 are normal, period, there is a 2 plus S4, period, no S3, period, no S4, period, and no significant heart murmur noted, period. New paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period, there are no RALs or ronchi, period, new paragraph. Alimentary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period, there is no guarding or rigidity, period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, new paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period, new paragraph. The EKG shows normal sinus rhythm with mild ST depression in lead 2-3 AVF, V4 to V6, which may suggest inferior and lateral wall ischemia. Period, there are two single PVCs with a nearly fixed coupling interval. There is a slightly prolonged QT, Q and T for Tom, in capital letters, QT interval, period. New paragraph. The patient symptom of progressive shortness of breath with some chest tightness and her significantly limited functional capacity raises the possibility of significant coronary artery disease. So patient was advised admission in the emergency room, but she refused due to personal reason. Particularly, she said she has to go home and take care of her pets. P for Peter, E for Europe, T for Tom, all in capital letter, and S also in capital letter. So she refused admission, period. She did understand pros and cons of not following the advice about admission to the emergency room, period. So patient was advised that in that situation, if she has any significant symptom, she should call 911 immediately and come to the emergency room, period. The patient understood various suggestions well and no further question. Period, new paragraph. For uncontrolled hypertension, patient was advised to take olmesartan, O, L for Larry, M for Mary, E for Europe, S for Sam, A for Apple, R, T for Tom, A for Apple, N for Nancy, 20 milligram PO twice a day, period, and she was also advised to take hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligram PO once a day starting today, period. New paragraph. Since patient refused the admission to the emergency room, plans were made for IV Lexiscan, L for Larry, E for Europe, X, I for India, S for Sam, C for Charlie, A for Apple, N for Nancy, Lexiscan, desk cardiolite scan on July 9th, 2024, period. She was also advised to take enteric coated, E-N-T-E-R-I-C coated, two baby aspirin, each 81 milligram, pure daily starting today period. New paragraph. So initial impression number one, progressive shortness of breath, likely due to myocardial ischemia. Period number two, possible angina pectoris. Next line number three, EKG changes of inferior and lateral wall ischemia. Next line number four, hypertension stage 3 in Roman numerals and not controlled. Period number five, passes. History suggestive of syncopal episode. Number six, history of rheumatic fever as a child. Period number seven, history of palpitation and tachycardia in the past. Period. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.